Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Starling. May I start with your 5-digit zip code?
3258 3 5 8 3.
Okay. Give me one moment while I locate your account. Give me one more moment. My computer's running a bit slow.
Okay.
I think I should say that coming out the gate. Every time I say that, it starts moving faster. May I get your may I get your first and last name, please?
Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
Okay.
Just spoke with Portia there in your office about 20 minutes ago.
That is correct.
All right.
Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
Yes, sir. 5875 Westmont Road, Milton, Florida, 32583.
Okay. One moment, so I can read.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I'm showing that you disputed the charges.
No, I never got to that point because Portia was so nice when I explained to her how all this went down. And she said, Ms. Powell, I'm going to credit your account back. And I offered to send the items back. It said free. All I had to pay was shipping and handling. Then I get my credit card statement. And I'm $140-something in the hole or more. And I started panicking, called my bank, asked them, I got your number. And then Portia explained to me, bottom line is, she said, Ms. Powell, I'm going to credit your account. I don't want the items back. But she said, I want you to call your bank and get them on a three-way call with me or us, you, so we can verify you're not disputing. So I hung up with her. I called my bank, and my bank says, we don't do that, Ms. Powell. But there is no dispute form. It was all a misunderstanding and kind of false advertisement, but it's all beside the point. I'm just trying to stay involved on top of this, get it resolved. The bank's been good. Portia's been good. Darwin, we hadn't talked long, but you're being good. I'm just trying to end this. I screwed up too. Maybe I didn't read the fine print. You always know that it's never as good as you think it's going to be. But I can't even afford Taco Bell. I sure can't afford no $140, $50 on a credit card that I use for emergencies only. And so I'm taking the opportunity to call back, let y'all know that my bank is not going to get on a three-way call with y'all. Portia told me she was going to credit back the account. So I'm asking you, Mr. Darwin, where are we at? What else can I do to put this to rest?
Let's see. Do you mind if I ask why your bank said they will not call?
It's a Delta Credit Union, and they said, Ms. Powell, we don't operate that way. We're not. You, they said no. You get a dispute form, fill it out. We handle things that way. And I said, but they're being nice. Why can't we make a three-way phone call? I need their help because I don't know how to make a three-way phone call.
You don't have to make a three-way call. They just have to. They can call us their sales.
They won't. They said they won't. That's not their policy. That's what they said. That is not our policy. And I've been with them for 25 years.
Yeah. I think that is in the policy because it has to do with your funds.
Yeah, well,
because it's a negotiation.
Right. But they're the bank. They hold the money. They control my account. And their instructions are fill out the dispute form and we'll, whatever they do, I don't know. I never worked in a bank. But that's their rule. You know, no, we're not going to make no three-way or telephone call with them. Our policies are you fill out a dispute form. And then she said, it doesn't sound like you need to. You've already spoken to somebody there. They said they're going to credit your account. We will not get involved in your personal things unless you handle it the way we tell you to do it. And then, honestly, I just want this to go away. I'll never be so naive and stupid again. So, but I, like I said, Darwin, I'm just trying to stay on top of this. I just became aware of it today when I got my account statement in the mail, and just about had a hissy fit. So I'm trying to do the right thing, and now I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. I got the bank telling me one thing to do. I got y'all telling me one thing to do, and I don't know what else to say or do. Do you show that Portia credited the account, even though it's going to take 3 to 5 days?
No, because we are in protocol. So she will get in trouble will get in trouble if we refund after the word dispute is said over the phone. I was just talking to one of my, which I was listening. I'm multitasking, but I was talking to one of my managers, and she said that I cannot refund, but the best advice for you is to call up to your bank and ask for the head manager. They will do it.
Okay.
So make sure you're speaking with the head manager. I do want to get this resolved for you. You sound like a kind woman. I would love to help you out.
And y'all are being kind too. I'm just old and ignorant, doggone. I slap my face. But unfortunately, I had to get to Florida to help take care of my elderly mother. My Delta Credit Union is in Atlanta, and I can't get back to Atlanta right now. It's going to be a couple of weeks. So, but I'm going to take your advice, Mr. Darwin. I'm going to call back, ask for a manager of the branch, explain what's going on, and give them one more chance to help me.
Yes. Make sure that you state to them that you want the head manager.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes they have assistant managers, and you want the head manager.
Yeah.
You don't want none of those guys. You want the head manager.
I want the top person.
Yes, you're right.
All right, Mr. Darwin, thank you for your time and your help. I'll let y'all know. I'll stay on top of this until we get it resolved.
Yes, please do. Again,
Okay,
my name is
thank you,
Darlin.
sir.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day,
okay.
And please call us back.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes,
Thank
goodbye.
you.